They still smell the powder burning, and they probably always will.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. Once again, text line, if time permits, 251-343-0106. I'll try to do my best to respond to your text messages. But joining us now, we're glad to get him on, but I think a very important segment to at least get him on for. Our Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth joins us on the line. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Always good to be on, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for coming on. A point of personal privilege here, Auburn basketball. And it feels, now we've seen some good seasons out of Auburn. I know you followed us, so I wanted to bring it up. But, the team's playing, I don't think they're playing their best basketball. And I've been to a bunch of the games this year. I still think hopefully they hit their stride in the tournament. Right now, kind of just they are hanging on with that number one slot.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. I think the last time we were number one like this was actually back when I was in school at Auburn, and had Chris Porter and Mamadou Njai and Bryant Smith. I mean, but you think about this time. I mean, I think this team's better than that. I think, and I think we got a real shot to get back to the Final Four and potentially win a national championship. It's going to be important. You know, we're pretty banged up as a team right now. You look at Broome, and, you know, even though he's still doing well, but just banged up. But as a team, I think if we can stay healthy, I really think we can, you know, got a shot to go to the, you know, obviously win the SEC. That's going to be tough because SEC is toughest conference in the nation this year. And then really got a shot to make a run in the NCAA, and, yeah, I think it'll be, got a shot to get back to the Final Four and then potentially win a national championship, which would be huge. So it's exciting. I mean, I know you went to didn't you go to the Duke game? That's the only game we lost, right? I mean, that's tough in Cameron. And, you know, Duke's obviously a great team as well. But, I mean, we didn't play our best game against Duke.
No, but I don't think Duke played their best game either, to be honest. I think they've gotten a lot better. I went to LSU the other night. We drove, a buddy of mine and I went over to Baton Rouge the other night for the game, and they don't, they're, you could tell that the fatigue of the conference schedule is really sitting in for everybody. You could just, the play calling and the ball movement, and it's tough, but you're right. What I'm hoping is, by the time tournament rolls around, we'll see people get rested up. But no, it feels different. I mean, it was a few years ago at Walker Kessler, that team, was it 22, I guess, that they were number one for a week, but kind of things kind of petered out. You know, everybody got banged up. This feels different. And I'll say this, Governor, because it seems like a much deeper team. And we saw this when Broome went out for those two games with the ankle. They blew out Mississippi State there at home and played Georgia. I mean, it was to the wire, but it was still a pretty solid effort. I mean, with your top player in the country out.
Yeah, no, we're deep. I mean, it's been impressive. A lot of the new players that have come on board, especially the guard play, how we shoot the ball, how we move it around. Every night, you know, we've got a, you know, 7-8 guys that could easily score between 10 to 20 points. And that's just huge, right? For always having fresh guys coming on the floor, rotating. We're a very good defensive team, shoot the ball well. I'm very bullish on, you know, Auburn and, you know, what they're going to be able to do. I mean, obviously, you know, SEC's tough, right? You know, getting ready to, you know, play Alabama twice, that's going to be tough. Kentucky, I mean, that's going to be tough at Rupp. But the one thing I'll say about this team that stands out, look, I've been involved in sports and coached my boys in sports. Some teams know how to win, and that makes a difference. This Auburn team knows how to find a way to win, and I think that's going to pay off.
Yeah, I think you're right. Even the bench, Governor, reminds me of some of the teams I used to watch in the 90s. I mean, you mentioned the 98, 99 teams with Porter, Mamadou Njai, but even before that, Bucci Norris and guys like that. I mean, we were kind of mid-pack sort of teams, and you know, our benches, we could take our second string probably and put it on the court in 1995 or whatever and still done pretty well in SEC play. It's just such a different world now. But anyway, we'll get to business here real quick. We had our reporter Daniel Taylor out at in Albertville the other night, and there was an anti-Trump, anti-illegal immigrant deportation protest right in your backyard there in Marshall County, and you being from Albertville. And it's funny, you said this at one of the events down here about having gone to Boaz High School, and that and I remember it too being the place we would drive up to go to the outlets there. But you know the area well. Well, it's kind of stunning to see that right there in Marshall County, what went on the other night.
Yeah, I really think that rally was disappointing. It was anti-American, you know, anti-law and order, anti-ICE, you know, people cursing the president with signs. Instead of, you know, having American flags, they had Mexican flags. They're blocking the streets. They're driving recklessly and breaking the law by, you know, spinning their tires and doing things that, you know, you can't do, right, I think. And the biggest thing is, how about this? You know, I mean, they're here illegally. That's against the law, right? And, you know, I think the frustrating part to me is we've had, you know, so many years under, you know, President Biden, or not even Obama, where, you know, it's just, but really with Biden, where he just opened the floodgates and people have come in, and, you know, so thankful that President Trump is an ally on illegal immigrants, an ally on crime. He's going to clean this stuff up. And, you know, I'm encouraged by, you know, ICE, DEA, Homeland Security, you know, Aaliyah in Alabama working and really trying to go after the illegal immigrants in our state and send a message that, hey, you know, Alabama is, we're going to defend our borders. That we're not, you know, if you're an illegal immigrant that somehow gets in, hopefully we shut down the border and nobody else gets in. But if they do, they're not coming to our state. And I think it's important. You know, I did a video this morning to send out a message, and you know the message is this, right? I mean, legal immigrants are not welcome in Alabama, and you know, if you want to come into our state legally, our country legally, yes, you know, certainly you're welcome. We welcome immigrants come to our nation legally, but the illegal immigration has got to stop. And I'm thankful we have a president, an ally that has taken a stand, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure the state supports, you know, the efforts of the feds and that we're working together. And I think that's really important to making sure that, you know, because you look at just the amount of drugs coming in, the human trafficking that's going on, and then you tie it all back, you know, and it's frustrating because a lot of this stuff is from legal immigrants that have come in, and, you know, we've got to stop it. And I'm going to go all in to make sure I do everything within my power to make sure I support the president.
Well, and you know, Governor, we don't talk about it. I mean, I don't, at the state level, I don't know that there's much policy that can change. But you see how this probably happens all over the country. But in Alabama, I mean, Albertville alone, the culture has changed in the last 20, 25 years. Russellville, places like that where, you know, and some of it's legal immigration or whatever, but it has to do with the kind of businesses we're recruiting as a state or as a local government or whatever that are bringing in migrant labor. And, you know, I don't know what you could do about it, but we have to at least acknowledge that what we think of as places with, you know, decades of sort of a culture and in these rural areas, and then some industry decides they're going to locate there and it changes the complexion of your community. And I think that does draw, be it legal, but also illegal immigrant labor to that place. I mean, that's where the problem sort of seems to me to be, you know, the sort of cause of it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think certainly, you know, going, you know, forward in Alabama, right? I mean, one of the things we've got to make sure is that now that we've got a president, you know, are people here legally or not, right? If they're here legally, right, that's great, right? And, you know, all kind of different jobs we have in Alabama, and, you know, we're thankful for that. What I'm really going to try to dial in on is do everything I can do to help the federal agents pinpoint the problem areas in our state and help them resolve the immigration problem that, you know, kind of also is blended in with the crime problem, and to make sure that if people are here, they're here legally, and that we're defending our state, we're defending our border. And I think that's so important. You know, and like I said, I mean, certainly Marshall County is a great place to live, work and play, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you're not, we, you know, I've known people been impacted up here by drugs that were laced with fentanyl and, you know, and ended up, you know, kids dying from that, right? Should have been doing drugs at all, right? But then, you know, you trace that back, it goes back to Mexico, you know, and people that came in illegal. And we got to shut that down. We got to eliminate that culture. And certainly, you know, I think being a law and order state is very important. And, you know, what I can do as lieutenant governor is make sure our law enforcement has the resources to support the federal agencies and make sure they understand where the issues and problems are in our state. And I'll say this, Secretary Hal Taylor's already, you know, got a group that's working, task force that's working with the feds, and they're on it. And I think you're going to see a culture change in some of these areas in Alabama. So that's going to be good.
Well, what is it when you, like, you drive to Florida and you get to the Florida state line and DeSantis has the signs up? In Florida, we use E-Verify, and I don't know how much of a difference that makes or, you know, what they do that's different from Alabama, but I think it does send a message. And, you know, we heard last year about the lawmakers who went down to Texas. They went to the border, but while they were there, they kind of look at it like some of the things the state of Texas had done. We went through it here with HB 56 a decade or so ago, and it kind of fell apart over some constitutional questions. But there are things at the state level that can be done to discourage, I would say, the use of illegal immigrant labor, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're getting ready to see a package of bills this next session to be supportive. You've seen it in Florida. I think, you know, I can, and I'm not going to steal anybody's thunder. I'll let them come on and talk about their legislation. But, you know, you're getting ready to see, you know, a session starts next Tuesday, some legislation that's going to be supportive of what's, you know, the president's agenda and what they're doing. And, you know, I think that's going to be a good thing. Because here's the deal, right? We're all for people coming to Alabama. We want to continue to get people. We just want them to come here legally. That's the message, right? And everybody should be for that. And if you're not, really the only people I hear screaming about this or liberal extremists are people that are here illegally. And the message is, you know, I couldn't go to, you know, wherever, England, you know, France. I just can't show up there and then just start demanding things, right? And that's what's going on, and we've allowed it to go on. And now it's time to draw a line in the sand and say, not anymore, we're not going to allow that. If you want to come here, you need to come here legally. We have a process, and that's what's going to happen. So,
and the other thing I would say, Governor, and I, you know, you seem to have a pretty good pulse. You're really good at reading the room, and the people in the state, I believe, support a lot of this. This isn't just like, hey, we're virtue signaling or whatever, but there are, and obviously what happened in Albertville is there for the public record, there for the public to see. But more broadly speaking, I mean, you know, it gets back to like the Lincoln Riley incident over in Athens, Georgia, and things like that with immigrant crime. You mentioned drug trafficking, you mentioned human trafficking, and all of these other things that seem to come along with an illegal immigration or human trafficking problem. But people in the state, overwhelmingly, I would suspect, probably agree with you on this.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and to me, it's just, like I said, I was really frustrated. I think I was mad, right? I mean, just over what was going on this rally up here, the fact that, you know, they're not flying American flags. They're not talking about how they're, you know, happy to be here, right? It's, you know, it's all this anger. It's stuff directed at our president. And my position is simple. If you want to come here legally. And then, you know, we'd love to have you. But I mean, not on top of that, it's a huge cost to our state because now, you know, we got people coming in. They're getting free health care. They're getting free education, you know, all kind of free services. And they're not paying any taxes because, you know, they're illegal, right? And so, I mean, it's a huge problem from just the cost standpoint. And they're getting all these services for free. They're using, you know, different fake IDs and things. And anyway, so we just got to make sure that we go after this and, you know, set of methods. We're going to look at what other states are doing. I'm going to look at the legislation Florida's doing. There's legislation that's proposed here. We're going to find out how we can actually be an ally to the president and all the different agencies. And we're going to make sure that he knows that Alabama is supporting him 100% on all the initiatives he's wanting to do with illegal immigration, and to send a strong message. And I think if we do that, you know, we're going to start seeing, like I said, a lot of people get deported. We're going to have people not coming here. I think people are going to leave on their own, right, and go back to where they came from. And, you know, and then they can decide if they want to come back legally or not.
And I don't think we have any sanctuary cities in Alabama. You may have had some overtures made about that, Governor, but a lot of what you see around the country is a refusal of the of local authorities to cooperate with federal authorities. I mean, that doesn't seem to be a problem here, but maybe it's worth addressing at a policy level, at the state level.
You know, I think you're going to see a lot of different bills and legislation, and I think certainly anything that makes sense to make sure we support, where you don't have, you know, to your point, right? Think about what's going on in Chicago, right? Mayor said, hey, we're not going to allow them here. That didn't really work out for them, right? That's the first place Tom Holman went, did a good job. And, you know, I think certainly I'm not aware of any of that going on in our state, but certainly if it did, we don't want that to happen. And so I think looking at legislation like that could potentially be wise.
Lastly, Governor, folks want to check out your video. You just posted it, but you're responding to what sort of went on in Albertville on Tuesday night, or was it Wednesday night, I guess. Yeah. How can they find it?
Yeah, I put it on Twitter, social media, and, you know, really just boiled down to, we're not going to put up with this in Alabama, period. You're not going to come to our country illegally, fly flags of another country, sit there and, you know, cuss our president out, hold signs, and then, you know, demand all these, you know, rights that you don't even have, right? They're here illegal. And so it made me mad. And I feel that we need to have a strong stand and show the U.S. and also the state, and let our citizens know, you know what, we're going to stand behind our president and what he's trying to do and secure our border and make sure that these people that came here illegally go back to their country. And, you know, I just want him to know, as well as the citizens of Alabama to know, that we're behind them, and that's going to be important.
Governor, thanks for coming on, and we'll talk again soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Good day, Jeff. You too. Yep. Will Ainsworth there. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. Line by line, bad ideas. It's life in Dixie with these.